Now, I want to tell you a story. I'm a police officer on the Jersey Shore. I work in a smaller town, older people mainly that live in the town.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different story, but what I want to get to is, I got a call one day, a guy was concerned, his daughter, his elderly daughter who lives with her husband, has been missing for a couple of days. She'd been suicidal in the past, postpartum depression. He came home and found this pool cover was moved. So he asked us to check. We went, nothing. There was nothing there, you know, thank God.
He didn't want to look himself, did he?
He didn't want to look himself. My chief and I went over, we checked it out. So we said, have you checked the house? Is she in the house? We looked all over. I haven't checked the garage. I said, all right, well, we'll look in the garage. Maybe she took some pills, whatever. So there's no way she could be in the garage. It's too cluttered. Sorry. Well, we'll check anyway. We go check. Sure enough, he walks out as we notice she's hanging from the rafters.
How could he miss that?
He didn't look in the garage.
Oh, he didn't look. Okay.
You know, and I tell you what, she actually had to pull stuff out of the garage to tie the rope up where she was and bring everything back in. But she wanted to die. I mean, if she wanted to stop herself, she could have. There's plenty of stuff to put her feet on.
Sure.
She was that behind a husband and two small children. So we got her down and everything. And I was always working day shifts. So I worked my first midnight, probably about a month later. And, the town, they're really big into trees. It's like a Tree City USA type of town. They're very conscious of the trees and everything. So it's very dark. So I look down the driveway, right at the garage. I mean, my eyes are drawn to it every time I drive down it. You know, and I wasn't sure if I saw things right. I thought I saw like a glow or something in the window of the garage. So I drive around the block. I'm like, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
So I drive around and I see the back lights on. So I'm like, God, it's probably just a glare. So next thing I'm working, same thing, I see a glow, but this time I'm sitting there watching it, and all of a sudden it goes out in the garage.
Strange.
So now I'm like, you know what, there's no way I'm walking up the driveway. I'm afraid of what I'm going to see. So,
even you, tough cop, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to take a look at it, so... I guess it was about a week or two later, I'm working, and I see a woman walking, and people probably, at about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, people walk the dogs at night. We're very protective of our people, and unwanted people stay out of our town.
Absolutely.
And because they know how hard we are on them. So people feel safe to walk the dog. Well, I see this big dog. It looked like a new, I guess what they call it, Newfoundlands.
Uh-huh, huge.
They're huge. So that's what sticks out in my head, that it was a Newfoundland. And there's a woman walking it, wearing a green jogging suit. And it was around the block from where this happened. So I drove past, and I waved. No one waved back or anything like that. But it was very disturbing. I mean, there was a person standing there with a Newfoundland. So I drive around town. I go back, and no one was there anymore. About a month later, we go over to the house. The mother was having some sort of breakdown. She's still having a hard time with everything. We look, and there's a Newfoundland picture. I said, oh, whose dog is this? He goes, oh, it was our dog. He goes, actually, it was our daughter's favorite dog. You know, it passed away about 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
I think back. When we found her, she was wearing a green jogging suit.
Oh,
we
my.
Her hanging in her garage.
Wow.
You want to talk, and the detective that was there, he was with me that day. We were both times. You want to talk about chill? Because I told him, I was telling him I see glowing things. I looked at him, I said, you remember I told you about a person walking the dog, the big dog? Because I'd never seen one in town.
Right.
It stuck out of my head.
Yeah.
And he goes, and all of a sudden, like, we both, I mean, it's chilling. To this day, I mean, I work midnights only a couple nights a week now. I mean, I'll drive down the street, but I still get drawn to it. I mean, right now, I'm actually, in about 2 seconds, I'll be driving past the house.
That gives me the heebie-jeebies, I'll tell you.
I'm telling you, it was the absolute, I mean, it was... I can't even explain the feeling I had once I heard that it was, and we didn't tell the parents. I mean, there's no way we could tell the parents that, you know. I mean, you sound crazy, you know.
Oh, if you see her again, I wonder if you can go out and talk to her, or if she just keeps
waiting. I've been talking about doing that, and we actually have cameras with audio set up in our car. So when I go past the house sometimes, I'll turn the camera on.
Yeah.
I'll turn it sideways down the garage, down the driveway, And just in case, you know, I'll play it back later on and see if I can see anything.
Nothing yet, huh?
Nothing yet, you know, but I'm waiting. And if the time comes, I'm mic'd up. I am going to do it. If it happens, then I'll be, you know, I'll send you a copy.
Yeah, absolutely. You get that on video. We're putting it on the website.
I mean, it was the wildest thing, you know, and I've always, the house I live in, I mean, I used to live in, my great-grandfather built, you know, when my grandfather loved roses, and every day on his anniversary, he smelled roses in the house. When my grandmother died, the entire house smelled like, in the middle of January, it smelled like roses. So I'm used to things like this happening, where maybe something might be going on, but that was probably the strangest thing ever.
She's content with her Newfoundland.
I'm guessing, yeah, you know, we spoke with her husband, and we asked, the problem, it was after the last child was born, she never came out of her postpartum, and she felt like she was tied down. She was used to party a lot, or hang out with her friends. She couldn't do it as much anymore, and it was coming on. We were searching for her for 3 days between 4 different towns. And unfortunately, my chief and I and her father who walked out the back door were the ones that found her.
That's a great story. Hey, my son's going to be a police officer, by the way.
Excellent. You know, it's a great career.